This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Senator Peter Welch of the northeastern state of Vermont is calling on President Joe Biden to end his reelection campaign. Welch is the first senator in the president's Democratic Party to urge Biden to step aside after his dismal debate against Republican former President Donald Trump last month. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
He says he does it with sadness, but writing in the Washington Post says the stakes could not be higher, and we cannot unsee President Biden's disastrous debate performance. Still, the first-term senator says Vermonters love Biden, and Barbara Wade in Cabot says,
I think he's been one of our best presidents ever. He's accomplished so much that is not being touted.
Beth Wade adds,
going to be 77 myself, I feel my age. Everything's a little creaky. I don't move like I did. He doesn't either. But that doesn't mean we're not with it and we're not capable.
Barbara Wade says she would vote for any alternative to Donald Trump, but worries,
if it means that more people will vote for Trump, then that's the danger.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The rising voices urging Biden to quit the race came as the president and his wife Jill welcomed NATO leaders and partners to a dinner at the White House Wednesday night. Biden applauded the Western Military Alliance's 75th anniversary, which he described as a neighborhood of nations.
75 years ago, when our nations created NATO, former President Truman said, and I quote, what we're about to do here is a neighborly act, a neighborly act. The allies in this room not only share a common language, don't share a common language, we do not share a common border, but we are neighbors. We're neighbors because we all share common beliefs in dignity, equality, democracy, and freedom.
This is VOA News. Biden will hold a press conference Thursday at the end of the NATO summit. Observers say the president needs to pull off a strong performance before reporters to end growing concerns that he is still able to continue in the race and as president. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg stated during a press conference early Wednesday that NATO's 32 allies had collectively identified China as a decisive enabler of Russia's war in Ukraine, calling it an important message.
China provides dual-use equipment, microelectronics, a lot of other tools which are enabling Russia to build the missiles, to build the bombs, to build the aircraft, to build the weapons they are using to attack Ukraine.
Additionally, Stoltenberg highlighted historic increases in defense investment within the alliance, noting that 23 allies are now investing at least 2% of their GDP in defense, compared to just three allies meeting this percentage in 2014. Russia has declared the Moscow Times newspaper undesirable amid a crackdown on criticism. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
It was designated as a foreign agent late last year. The new designation means the newspaper, which is popular with those in Russia's expat community, must stop work of any kind in Russia. It also subjects any Russian who cooperates with the paper to up to 5 years in prison. The Moscow Times already moved its editorial operations out of Russia in 2022 after the passage of a law imposing stiff penalties for material regarded as discrediting the Russian military and its war in Ukraine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A prolonged heat wave sent temperatures in the western U.S. city of Las Vegas soaring above 46 degrees Celsius for the fifth consecutive day Wednesday. The heat wave set the gambling destination's all-time temperature record of 48.8 degrees Celsius on Sunday. National Weather Service meteorologist Morgan Stessman told the Associated Press that June was the hottest month on record in Las Vegas.
If you look back at the month of June, and we look at the average temperature overall, that set the hottest on record for the Las Vegas area, with an average temperature of about 94.6 degrees Fahrenheit. And our previous hottest June ever was in 2016, and this broke that record by 1.8 degrees.
Stessman says the Las Vegas area has been under an excessive heat warning on three separate occasions this summer, totaling about 12 days of dangerous heat with little relief even after the sun goes down. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.